It's not just about commission split. It is not just about support. When recruiting, you need to learn to talk about both, and that's what we're going to talk about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work, so whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, Dr. Flo. I'm here with the big guy as usual. What's up, Matt?
You know, I saw, I went to the Bigfoot Yeti thing when I was in Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
And over the holidays. And it's this roadside, it's called a Bigfoot, Expedition Bigfoot or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just this big thing with like all of this stuff that has to do. I could walk through that place for like 6 hours.
Yeah. What was the coolest thing that you saw?
So there was just a ton of documentation, and some of it just so hokey looking, right?
Right. I mean,
it was like, it's almost like they had a thing in a room in the back where they were making this stuff. And then some of it was just articles and everything that had just been around for a long time. That was the cool part is that this is part of the historical record.
Yeah.
Because it's just been around forever. The conversation about this.
You know.
And that's what I like is the myth around, you know, whatever it is. I think it's, you know, it's the difference between fact and fiction. I think that was a cool part.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about two facts today.
Yeah. No,
right?
No
fiction. Tell them what we're talking about.
Yeah. So I know that there's a lot of times that the conversation is so hard pushed in one direction or the other, meaning I got a great commission split, or, you know, my commission split, you know, is good, but, you know, there's also some support that we offer and everything. When you're recruiting these days and going forward, man, you better have both, and you better be able to articulate those in your recruiting conversation. That's what we're going to talk about.
I like that a lot. Guys, before we do that, make sure you go to the links in description below and register for Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. It's a weekly mastermind that we do every Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's absolutely free to attend. And we talk retention, recruiting, agent productivity, you name it, anything about scaling a brokerage. It is so much fun. We have a lot of brokers in there, a lot of new faces every week. We would love for yours to be one of those. So Matt, this is very much solely a recruiting podcast almost.
Mm-hmm.
And in this topic, a lot of times we'll just talk a little bit about little things. We're like, okay, we'll get how this is talking about recruiting later.
Right.
Let's just dive right in. Let's just dive right into some recruiting, man.
Yeah.
So start with you start wherever you want, but if you don't mind, start talking a little bit about commissions. But
yeah, and I love that, Ben, but that's not really where we're going to start.
I know. I didn't think you were, but I know our audience, man. I try, guys.
So here's the big picture. I don't think that most brokers have a big issue discussing their commission split when it comes to recruiting. Now, how they discuss it and some of what they say and write could be wordsmith, okay?
Yeah.
But they're relatively comfortable with it. And unfortunately, the reason why is because a lot of times I think brokers think that's such a huge part of what an agent wants to talk about.
Yeah, of course they do.
Right, okay.
Anytime an agent goes somewhere else.
Right, that's what they say.
Yeah, it's commission split.
Right, but when I talk to most brokers, I say, is that really why they left? And the answer is no. That's not really why they left, right?
Yeah.
And so here's what I would think. I'm gonna kind of, you know, bypass a whole bunch of stuff and just get to one specific piece of this that I know would be able to help if brokers could talk about this as effectively and with as much dedication and passion as they talk about the conversation about commission split.
Okay.
How do you help an agent navigate through a transaction process? Are you really good at helping them understand how you help them get through the transaction? A broker has to be good at that.
Yeah.
A broker has to be able to have that conversation in an extremely concise way when they're talking to an agent that's contemplating joining. Because you know what an agent doesn't want to do? Join a new brokerage and have to figure out what that broker wants from them when it comes to the transaction process.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the dangers. Let me talk about the pitfalls. Okay. First of all, it's change. What does an agent not want to do, especially a productive agent?
Right.
They don't want to change in the middle of they've already got a stride. Okay. Yeah. Now they'll move for money, right? We know that. Okay. Yeah, so if they can, if you can prove that, hey, you do the same exact thing that you're doing, do not change anything. Nothing has to change in any way, shape, or form. And I'm going to pay you more money. An agent would go, okay, nothing has to change. You're going to say nothing has to change. Okay, cool. And then they move their license and what happens? It
changes.
Changes. Stuff starts changing. Yeah, right. Okay. So everybody knows that. The broker knows that, the agent knows that, everybody knows that. So being able to discuss with them clearly what's going to change, that's going to, that they're going to have to adopt or adapt to in order to do business in your environment, you need to be able to have that conversation effectively.
Yeah.
And if you can help them minimize, because of your support structure, how much that change is going to impact their time and what they're comfortable doing, that makes it easy for them to go, okay, I want those commission dollars.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does.
So what you have to do is you have to figure out how to have that conversation with them as clearly as possible. And I can promise everybody listening, that first step starts with you understanding their current transaction process. If you think somebody is there for the commission split and they're already productive and they're an experienced agent and you're doing all of these things with them that are going to help them grow their business, you need to understand what they go through in their transaction process.
So how do you find that out, right? Like in your experience?
Yeah. So you got to ask, but how you ask matters.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's just say that I'm sitting down with you and I say, hey, Ben, it's, you know, I appreciate you taking a minute to sit down with me and us kind of talk about this. I know you're a really productive agent and I know we want to look at the compensation part of what we do, because I really think I can help out there a lot, but here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to mess up how you're doing business already. Do you mind kind of just take like 2 minutes and kind of walk me through what it is that you do with a transaction to make sure that how we run things, we can be more supportive and you're going to be able to earn more money.
Yeah.
Do you mind taking a minute and just kind of walking me through that? You know, how do you set your listings? What forms programs do you use? Do you use a transaction coordinator? Kind of talk to me a little bit about what you do.
Yeah.
Now get them to open up. If you get them to open up wide enough, you're going to see the pain points. You're going to see where your support is actually going to make a difference in their growth. And now when you can speak directly to that and say, well, there's three things that I've identified that sounds like they're the pain point on what you're doing that I know we can help on. There's five things that you're just going to continue doing the same. You're going to still, you know, continue using Dot Loop. You're still going to continue using your transaction coordinator. We're going to make sure that there's no interruption with the MLS. You can continue using your listing presentation. We'll help you change the branding just a little bit. All those things are going to go the same exact way. Here's three things that I know we can help. We're actually going to put it in the MLS for you just to make it as smooth as possible. We're also going to put up your yard sign for you. We're going to help out with that. But then the other thing that we're going to do is, as you get your closing instructions together, as your TC does that, what we're going to do is we're going to verify them so that you can get paid at closing.
Yeah.
And so those things we're going to help out with. Do you think those things would make a difference with you and your business?
Oh, for sure.
Now, let's talk about how you can keep more of that money that you're actually out there earning.
Now you're talking.
Right. So now what we've done is we've had a discussion with both of those things.
Right.
Now we've put them to bed on some of the conversations that they're having in their head with themselves about that change.
Yeah.
You're kind of saying, hey, look, here's the things that are going to be different. Here's the things that are going to be the same. Now let's move forward onto that money conversation. Now it's really about the money. You've kind of put those other things, you put the argument that they're having with themselves because they weren't listening carefully enough when they were sitting there, that when they get in the car, that argument they're having with themselves about whether they should do this or not.
Right.
What they're going to remember is there were a few things that are going to change. There's a few things that are going to stay the same and I'm going to make more money. And I know what they are. And it's clear by talking to Matt, he knows what they are too.
Yeah.
He's going to help be able to guide me through that.
Yeah. I like that a lot. So If I'm looking at this from a broker's perspective,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we do everything,
right?
And I'm saying, okay, like, you know, the transaction process, I need to figure out, you know, what theirs is, right? That's where mm-hmm. I need to start. Once I figure that out, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know where I can go to say, okay, well, this is how we can make this better or not make it change a lot. You know, if you come over here, because we're eventually getting the commission split. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're listening and no knocking on anybody, but let's say you're like, man, that's a really good transaction process. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where I can top that. Because some people are just very, some companies are just so process driven mm-hmm. that when they say, oh, I do A, B, C, D, and E, you got to be thinking, that is an amazing, mm-hmm. that might be better than mine.
Right.
What do you do at that point?
Yeah. So identify what the better than mine is.
Okay.
So you've heard me say this before, and this is a great time to bring it up again. When I would talk to a recruit, mm-hmm. I would always try to make a point to say, do you mind if I take notes while we talk?
Yeah.
And so I would say that at the beginning, in a big part because I wanted them to know what they were saying was important.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that I remembered things about the conversation, that I tracked them. I wanted to show them that I was professional about things. And I right. wanted them to see that what they were saying was important enough for me to memorialize to make sure that our process together goes well.
Yeah.
Okay. But in that situation, I'd be writing down what they did good. And then I'd be taking a look at it from a broker's standpoint and saying, okay, Do I want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to change this? Does my staff suck? I need to hire somebody new, right? Okay.
Right.
Taking a serious look at that. Or would I look at it from the standpoint of, well, no wonder why you're on a 50-50 split, right? Not that there's anything wrong with a 50-50 split. No wonder why you're on a 50-50 split. They're paying for 17 people that help you out with all this.
Yeah.
So now you step back and say, well, listen, I love that process and how it's going for you. Here's the biggest thing that's going to happen with us. A lot of that money that you're taking out of your pocket and paying for those 17 different people that are touching this transaction whenever the time comes, we're going to eliminate those people.
Yeah.
Now, what you can do is you can hire one person or use the staff that we have and either do some more of that work or have some of those do some of that work. But the difference is you get to keep the spread on that money.
Yeah.
So in the transactions that you don't need all that help, You're still not paying for that.
Gotcha.
That's what happens most of the times in that situation. That's what would happen. However, if they're doing something good, man, I would be writing it down. I'd be taking notes and yeah. seeing if I can adjust my process. Right.
Yeah.
Man, I want to get 1% better all the time.
Yep. I love that. Okay. So you've kind of hinted at, you know, now I know the process. Here's how I make it better. Let's figure out how you make more money. Mm-hmm. Right. So what conversation do you have at that point? Yeah. Right. You just say, okay, here's my commission split.
Right.
You want to join?
Yeah. Oh, so that I'm going to kind of leave that up to the broker. That's not how I approached it. Right. Okay. So I approached it from an angle that was a very specific angle. There was most of the time I didn't have to have a conversation about commission split.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you say that before. Yeah.
And I would talk about it because it's important to talk about.
That's like the Yeti of recruiting.
Right. But there was and there's people I'm sure I didn't hire because they didn't like how I approached the commission split conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart wasn't broken.
Of course not.
And so there's a lot of times that whenever you're putting things together and whenever you're figuring out how you want to present things, when it comes time to talk about compensation, you have to take a close look. What are the and notice? Let me take a step back and even you can rewind the podcast if you want. Oh, man, I talk about compensation,
yeah,
and compensation plans more than I talked about commission splits. There's a big difference between the two.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've had people say, you know, we've been in webinars and things like that. Well, Matt, you know, I just like getting to the brass tacks and, ultimately it's just about the commission split. Bullshit. No, it's not. It's about what they get for it. Go back and don't believe me. Go back to Warren Buffett. Value is what you get. Money, it costs is what you pay for something, right? Everybody says that. Everybody knows that that's true.
Right.
Commissions are being commoditized more and more for a lot of different reasons, not just that pressure on company dollar. Now there's pressure from DOJ and everybody else about commission split. Do you think it's going to get less important? How much money? No.
Nah.
Okay. So if all you talk about is the commission split, pretty soon that's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah. Pretty soon is pretty much right now.
Yeah. Pretty soon was like 6 months ago, a year ago.
Exactly.
But the point is, start talking about compensation plans.
Yeah.
Right? And what do they get for that? And what do they get for that money?
Yeah.
If they see you're the leader that can help them grow their business and you have results, you can point to people in your office and say, you know, your business at this point really looks a lot like so-and-so's business did 2 years before they joined or 3 years before they joined. Now they're doing really well and they did this much in volume and they're earning at the level that they want to earn. you know, from a big picture standpoint, that's what I want to, that's what I want to help. That's what I want to help you do. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you also heard me say this before. Do you want 90% of a grape or do you want 50% of a watermelon? Right. Take it, understand what they're hungry for. Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to talk. There's a lot of different ways to talk about it. Find the one that matches what it is that you're really offering.
Yeah.
Be able to summarize and simplify that to people in a way that makes it for them to be easy to absorb why you have the compensation plan you have.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that a lot. That was just, it just gave me an idea, you know, cause we,
well, bring it, Ben.
Yeah. We, you know, we put together like different, webinars, master recruiting series and courses mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We should do a course or a master recruiting series or something that says like, how to recruit an agent without ever talking about a commission split. Because you know, you talk about that all the time. And when I say like, man, that's like the Yeti of recruiting,
mm-hmm.
like, the brokers that we've said that to, let's say face to face, they're always like, their eyes get big and it's like, what in the world is this guy talking about? That makes it's like so valuable that these agents, you know, want to join his brokerage. They're like, they don't even care what he's going to pay him.
Well, I'll do a webinar, but here's what's so valuable. I can summarize this in one
word. No, don't. Sorry, guys. You know, I always got your back, but not today. Not today. we're going to do that. It's going to be part of our master recruiting series. Those are free. So you guys are going to get it, but I want that super structured so that you guys can take some serious notes and action upon that.
Good.
Right. Love it. Perfect. Well, anything else, Matt, before I, now that all of our listeners hate me,
it's not all about them loving you, Ben.
That's right. It's all about the love. It's just like, you know, I'm doing what's best for them. I got a really good idea about this. But anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Awesome. I love that. Well, guys, make sure you go down to the links. If you want to learn more about those master recruiting series and when they're coming and that kind of thing, go down to the links below. Click on the one that says Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. Register for that. So that you can stay up to date on those things. But it's a weekly mastermind that we do every Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we talk recruiting, agent productivity, retention tactics, you name it, as well as upcoming free events that we do for our podcast listeners as well as our brokerpreneurs.
Yep.
We do everything else that we do, Matt, and this and that, and then, you know, what. One reason alone. Tell them why that is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.